Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like you're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is June 7, 2021. Raven 98 here. And looks like Tony fell in a hole somewhere. So bear with me. Let's see if we can retrieve him.
Okay, you there?
All right. Okay, sir. You're right on time.
All right.
I introduced myself.
Oh.
And now.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got cut off. All right. Good morning, TNT. Here we are. So, guys, we're going to make this a quick call because there's some good things happening, not good things happening, but it's interesting. But I got to tell you guys this before I get started, though, because everything is moving forward. And I'm going to get an update. But, guys, I've said it before, and it kind of it makes me feel bad. I still do it. I mean, you guys text me all weekend, all day for updates and asking questions and that. I say I get too many people texting me to do individual calls all weekend and every other day with people and explain to everybody what's going on and what they should do and shouldn't do. I'm not trying to be to ignore people or be arrogant, but I just get too many to try and get in the calls with each one of you like that. So I want you to know I really do care. I just can't do it. So we'll see. Let me see. I'm still getting some updates.
Yeah. This last minute stuff. Coming in live. But anyway. Yeah.
Hmm.
That too.
Okay. Well, some of that I'm going to say. Some of that I'm not going to say. So anyway. First I want to apologize for that and then let you guys know I just can't answer everybody's call and still do what I'm supposed to be doing and still breathe on top of it. That's why. And some of you hit me 4 or 5 times and I just can't be in not even 15-minute conversations with everybody who texts me or called me, even though I would love to. I just normally can't do it. Ray can do it, but I can't do it. So,
yeah.
I was just saying, he stayed open mic. But, guys, don't panic about what's going on. I don't care what your situation is, because I want to help you, a health situation, a meeting, or out of the country, everything. Nothing has even happened. I'm just saying when it happens, then we'll solve the problem. But no sense that you say barring troubles, barring pain or anxiety and everything else, when there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. We can't even figure it out till we know what's going on. So don't do that to yourselves. And please don't do it to me. I would help you if I can, but let's see what's going on, and then we'll get there, all right? So last week was really interesting after the call. I mean, a lot of articles came out. A lot of things were said after the call. And I am going to kind of run through it real quick here, just so you guys know what I know. And it was crazy. So let me see where we're at. All right, so we know that the World Bank looked at Iraq, see, and that they're giving $500 billion down payment for their first installment for farmers' dues, which is what they've all been waiting for and was supposed to get paid. So 5 million people in Iraq at the poverty levels due to the pandemic, and we already knew all that. And this is what the World Bank meeting was Wednesday, and most of this stuff was during our call or right after our call, which was okay. The good thing was Speaker of Parliament denied the finance minister to the people. He didn't want them asking him questions because he said it wouldn't end up good if they did, and we all know that. Because there's articles out saying, hey, this is just strictly corruption. That's all that's going on now, and the money is still being stolen. Wednesday evening, the Kurds were back in town. Ray, did you put any of this out?
No.
No? Okay. So the Kurds came back to town. We were sitting around waiting, and the news was Baghdad won the final agreement on the mechanism to implement the budget is within hours, it says, and days. It was going to be over. This was Wednesday evening. They said within hours, Wednesday is supposed to be over, which everybody was happy about. So it said Barzani and the Kurds approved all mechanisms, saying no reason for this not to happen at this time. All of it. And that's all they kept saying. Not the agreement, but the mechanism. Now they're saying we've come to an agreement on the mechanism. There's no reason why not to implement the 2021 budget. And then on Thursday, the finance minister supposedly was speaking about the reforms. The projects could be started. But, as usual, and we've heard it before, there was a lack of quorum in Parliament for them to vote on anything. Only 66 people showed up. So there was no vote, even though they said we were within hours or days. Later they came out and said next week the final agreement will be signed, making it official. Well, this is next week. The final agreement is supposed to be signed. So we went from hours and days away to next week. Now it's going to be signed and we're going to go. And I'm just giving you guys the Iraq news. The bank news and trade news and all that stuff is much better. But I got to give you this part first. So Thursday said Iraq was cracking down on corruption, the stolen money. They were passing files around, giving out people's names, trying to make it clear that they were, in fact, doing something. So anybody with any kind of wealth, the suspicions had to explain how they, Raiders and Lewis, how they got that wealth, what they were going to be investigated. So that's good. Let me see here. And then on Friday, the exchange rate in the markets. You guys got to understand this. CBI gives out the exchange rate. Then the banks and the exchangers add on to that exchange rate. And now the market is adding on to that exchange rate. And that's what they're seeing, all this corruption and stealing. And the government had a good plan, they said, when they changed the rate back in November, December, but they couldn't control it. They couldn't control the banks. They couldn't control the exchanges, and they can't control the market. And that's why their plan isn't working. They wanted to stop all of the auctions, which they haven't, but the dollars. But people are now hoarding the dollars instead of turning them in. So it was working just the opposite of what they were trying to get them. So we'll see. What was that at? That was Friday. Yep, 1500. I'm getting y'all caught up. Here we go. So they did call the finance minister. And they're talking about the 2022 budget, what we don't care about because we're going to see this one now. CBI government being called to Parliament to be questioned about the rise of the exchange rate. That was on Saturday. And he said the same thing as private banks and businesses that are taking advantage of the people, not us. You know, CBI saying we didn't do it. Okay, so there was a little bit of movement. The Kurds said they were going to send their oil and nonprofit oil revenue to Baghdad this week, which would be now, because they were in a catch-22. Even though they agreed to implement, it's, you know, you pay first. No, you pay first. No, you send this first. No, you do this first. Because everybody standing around said, no, somebody got to move first. So the Kurds said they agreed that they would, in fact, send some oil and payment for the oil so that Baghdad could send the money so they could start paying people. But the rate, supposedly, this is what they're making public, guys, so you guys know. The budget for the 2021 year, 2022 year, you're seeing it set at the 1450 budget. The money they're supposed to send to the Kurds back and forth is at the 1450 rate. Well, that's the only rate they can show right now because that is the current rate. But they're telling the people that, and nobody's understanding how they're going to be at the 1450 rate all this time, okay? Especially not for the next 2 years. So I'm going to skip some of this. Anyway, they're supposed to be back in town today. The Kurds are for their discussions and to hopefully get this thing finalized. But just so you guys know, the budget was written at $42. Well, then, you know, you got the 50-something, 60-something. They said, oh, we got all this surplus, but we still can't do it. Today, oil is over $70. $72 what it went up to. So $30 over their budget. And they're still telling people this is going to be the rate for the next 3 or 4 years, which we know is not going to be true because nobody's coming in at that rate. So that's a lot of good news going on. For this, let me see what it is. Hold on, Ray sent me like 20 text messages. Oh, okay.
No, that's all?
Oh, maybe that's not you. Okay.
that's all I sent you at 20.
All right, so anyway, I talked to the banks today. So some banks worked over the weekend. Some banks didn't, and I'll tell you, the banks are not at the centers today. Now, I say being the major banks, did not go today. I'm sure there's one or two that are still there, and they've been there since July, going every day. But some of the major banks did not go today, but they were still told to look for this between Tuesday and Thursday. Between Tuesday and Thursday. Did I tell you guys that already? They were told last week on Friday. It'll be next week between Tuesday and Thursday. Oh, we didn't do a call Friday, so no, I didn't tell them.
We didn't tell them Friday.
All right. Yeah. So between Tuesday and Thursday, when it was supposed to happen, I did get word this morning in Iraq that the Kurds were supposed to be there on Thursday, even though the date's not public yet. But my guy, they were going on Thursday, so hopefully they do. She gave me the rates on the screen this morning. The dong, 47 cent to $2 still. Rupiah, 138. Dinar, 347 to the 2850. The Zim, she said, is at 75 cent right now, possibly 85. Now, I did have a guy go to the bank last week. They set up his appointment, did all his paperwork. He said that he got 70 cents for his Zim, I think it was. Yeah, I think he said he got 70 cents for his Zim. So we'll see how that flows. All right. So here supposedly is the problem. And I say supposedly because I don't know. They're not, you know, letting me look at the system. But banks are doing transactions. So I had at least three banks who were doing transactions last week, and they weren't going through. I got to read this first, guys, because he told me don't say it like this. I got to read through and figure out how to say it. Let me see.
While you read through that, also... We did get a bank source that said there's something funny going on with the real. Try to get some if you can. So that one still is a question mark. But now that's coming from the bank folks saying, hey, try to get some if you can. There's something funny going on with it. Interesting.
Okay. Everything's interesting. So, you know, you hear the bank stories, you hear they're trying to process it and do everything else. Well, this is information that we got from the guys who put this together or helped work on it, or I'll say, you know, committee guys. So he said they ran into a couple bugs, so they got to rerun some things right now in the system. He actually says right here, this is not to be shared. Anyway. I know it's not funny, but hold on. All right, so I'm going to skip that part. Anyway, so exactly what the problem is, because he explained exactly what the problem is here, what it's doing. But anyway, they're going to run it again. What you guys really want to know, Sue, there's no problem with the contract rates. It's something going on higher up on the food chain, but everything should be okay. The main thing is, because I can't even say all this. The main thing is this. I'm gonna say this part. Where's it at? There we go. Don't be surprised to see staff showing up early this evening or this evening. So that's what you guys want to know. All those details of what's actually going on. I mean, there is something in the system, I guess. And he said, until it's fixed, you're not going to do any further orders. But don't be surprised to see people showing up this evening. So that's a good thing. That way I don't have to go into detail. Yeah, call later. All right. Everybody's caught up. It could still possibly be this week. It makes sense. If you guys look at the way oil is continuing to rise, the people are threatening to get in the streets. Parliament members are saying it doesn't make any sense. If you don't do something, then the people will destroy this, which they will, and they have every right to. I mean, you got to remember when the pandemic started, everything was supposed to go. Or was it $80, right? 80 back then. It says 72 now. Why can you not do it? And you got all this other money. So they've run out of excuses. They're publicly naming people. And they're telling them exactly who is stealing the money. Yesterday, CBI went around and closed some exchange centers and arrested the people who were doing fake centers for retirements and unemployment. Because they said they're going to pay everybody through their cards. And these guys start setting up these fake centers. So they started arresting them, started closing some exchanges. And say things are going to happen. So anyway, we're in a good place. It's moving forward. And we're just waiting to see what happens. Hopefully they do call the banks in this evening. But right now they're looking at Tuesday through Thursday. So we'll see. All right, Ray. Let's do it. Anyway, you guys know what okay. I know now. So.
Yep. All right. Let me find the questions. Do we have any? There's a few. Okay. Let's see. 81 Blue says, will you please clarify the date Texas gave you? Was it June 15 or July 15?
July 15th is what Texas said. July 15th. So they just going to go with that date. They don't care what nobody else saying, right?
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. I was all reading right. Some of this. A Believer 2 says, if you present a humanitarian project to get contract rates for the Denarzem, does that mean you will have to present periodic status and financial reports to the federal government until the project ends?
No, this is what you guys do. Listen real close. Listen real close. You present your idea. Okay? You get all of your money, and then when they call you and say, hey, did you start your project? You say, what project are you talking about? And who are you to tell me how to spend my money? And who said you could approve my project or not? Or say, no, I changed my mind. What you going to do? Come get the money? Guys, that is just the stupidest mess I ever heard of. You have to prove to somebody what you're going to do with your money. And it's a guy who's making $20 an hour. and he's going to prove if you can spend your $100 million or your $50 million, or I don't care if it's a guy making $100 an hour. How's he going to tell you what you can do with your $100 million, $200 million, or your $10 million? If he knew how to do that for everybody that came through that line in one day, much less next 90 days, why would he be still behind that desk if he had that kind of power, authority, or could look through everybody's business plan and decide if it's good enough for them to get paid? Guys, it's BS, and I have said that so many times. There's nobody going to stand there and say, show me how you're going to spend the money, or I'm not going to give it to you. And who made them God and told them they could approve how you saw it? Your humanitarian situation is what you believe in. You bought the currency. You're exchanging the currency. No guy sitting behind the desk is going to approve what you can and cannot do with it. Now, your wealth manager may help you afterwards, and you want to use his help to design a program, get you connections, everything else. But they're not going to tell you, I'm not giving you the money because of this. I'm telling you what the bank has told me, what my committee guy told me, what the Treasury told me. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. Go in there and ask for it. All right, what's next?
Okay, Sun Star, Moon Pie.
Sorry, I am Moon Pie. Okay.
Tamabama.
Oh, birthdays. That'd be birthday.
Yeah,
okay.
Sun Star, Moon Pie, Tamabama. She's the wife of Big Daddy. They all have birthdays today. And now Onyx 55, I don't know what you're trying to pull. Her birthday was May the 30th. But she had some plans that got canceled, and family went on a road trip. Anyway, so now they're celebrating for her on June the 5th, which is still past today. But we'll let it go because this might be our last one. So we'll say happy birthday to those four.
Happy birthday,
Alabama.
Okay.
Onyx 55, Moon.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Happy birthday to those four. Now we'll go to the board. The live folks. And guess who would be first?
Yeah, oh, you got your funky bus fare. Double dutch bus coming down the street. Moving dirty bags around a shuffle low. Get on the bus, pay your fare, then tell a driver that you're going to a double dutch affair.
281.
What? Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How you guys
hey
doing
there
today?
Fantabulous.
I am super fantastic.
All
right. Yeah, I was doing the stinky leg. If you play one more tune, I would have got on both legs. All right. Now I got my exercise in. Hey.
All right.
Okay.
I have some questions today. That was some good news. It was a whole lot of news there. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what I want to ask here. Well, you did kind of hit on the that, you know, about some of the people in Iraq getting paid, like, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So as far as the implementing, I mean, have they started any implementation of the budget at all or no? That
they
won't start until the Kurds?
Yeah, until they actually move the money. Now, they're saying they set it aside for these different projects. Nobody's got it. They're dividing it up on paper, but they haven't given out anything yet. Even though it's been passed, it's been approved, and they keep saying they're going to implement it, it's not going to be implemented until Baghdad and the Kurds come to some agreement and they swap money. Now it's going to be official and it's going to go. Okay.
So how does the market add on to the rate? I thought the CBI would be the only entity that can increase or decrease the rate. How is it that the market can add on?
It's easy. You go to the store and Walmart bought something for a dollar, and they're going to charge you $1.10, right?
Okay.
And here's a better one. I go to the store and I buy something from Walmart, and Walmart bought it for a dollar. They charge me $1.10. I meet you on the street. You say, I want that. And I say, yeah, you can have it for $1.25. You say, okay.
Okay, I get you. So the price of goods and services have increased. So have the exchangers where you could pick up currency and all of that, have they increased their prices as well? Or no? That's just...
They haven't. Now, CBI set up today, and they got the article out. They set up their own exchange locations for people who are going out the country, education, and something else. So you can get the real rate, and they're doing it on their MasterCard, it says. We'll exchange it right to your MasterCard so they can bypass all of that. Okay.
Everybody else
is at the mercy of the streets. They can't get to
right.
the bank. There's one not there, or they don't even know what the real rate is. Now, we talked about goods and services, which the price would go up. But all they're really doing is saying, your dollar won't buy this anymore. You need a dollar and a dime, or you need a dollar and a quarter, because your dollar is worth less. That's all they're doing.
So when we see the articles that come out from Iraq where they're saying the price of the dollar has changed or increased or whatever, we are wanting to hear articles about the dinar, correct, being the rate the increased or decreased. Is that what we really want to see?
We're trying to wait for the dinar to decrease. So
decrease, right.
We got to look at this. I still give people examples of how the price increase. We used to be able to let me see, I don't know if you old enough. Anyway, the older people know when they used to be able to buy like a soda and a piece of candy for 25 cents, right?
I don't remember that.
They're probably gonna tell me. I remember when it was a dime or something.
Okay.
The fact that you can't buy a soda and a piece of candy for a dollar now means what? The dollar has lost its value. It just don't buy what it used to buy. That's the same thing with the dinar. As it keeps going up, it just doesn't buy what it used to buy. And they're saying it should be going the opposite way. It should be buying much more than it should. And that's what we're looking for, because it should be worth more than the dollar. So, yes,
so,
we are definitely looking for it to go down.
Down. How is it that they can continue to, I mean, I know they're trying to get a lot of the notes off the street, definitely, get those people to turn in the, you know, their currency and get everything going. But, I mean, you would think that these people would really actually start writing because they can barely survive on this. How is it that they're not making a big stink about this? Is it because of what they're telling them over there on the TVs and things like that that we don't know or hear or see? I mean, they would seem like they would be totally upset with the rate continuing to change and going in the opposite direction, which
okay.
is not the direction they want to see it. Mm-hmm.
Right. First of all, by raising the rate of the dinar, they are getting more because they're like, what you going to do, not eat? Not drink? So it's causing them to, even though they're hiding their dollars, which they're doing the wrong way, they don't understand it, they are getting more dinar notes out the system and making them use their card because they're using up
mm-hmm.
their notes, and that's what they're trying to do so they can stop the smuggling of the notes. And they're trying to do two things, force everybody to put what they have in the bank and force
mm-hmm.
everybody to the debit card. So this whole thing
mm-hmm.
will be easier. So that's their first goal as far as getting rid of it. Now, why is it not working? Is because instead of them doing that and getting done, the crooks, Maliki and his boys in Iran and all that, just caused the market to go up even more because they're still getting it. So
wow.
now they're getting the difference between the banks and the markets because they're in every aspect of it. And that's what the people are saying. And the article came out and said, you guys are getting $1.8 million or I can't remember, every day, you know, that you're stealing out the system. So it might be a little bit more than that. But they start naming it and they start telling the people. And yes, the people are getting upset. But they keep being told it's going to get fixed. It's going to get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right here. The deal's going to happen. You're going to get paid. We're going to make up for the 20, 25% you lost. And the people keep hoping that they're right. But here's the problem. It's June. It's about to get hot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's about to
mm-hmm.
get hot. They still yep. don't have electricity 24 hours. Now they're starving. Now they don't have work. And this can only last so long. But they're like, well, your new government's coming. Everything's going to change when they know in fact it's not going to change. So they're getting
right.
tired of it.
Well,
trust me, they are.
I'm just hoping that we don't have to wait until their election time. Look like July 15th is coming right around the corner. If they don't hurry up, Texas may know something. I don't know. What's going
Texas
on with
may
that,
know
you
know? Something. But
yeah,
their election's not till October the 10th. So, anyway,
right. mm-hmm.
Ray says
yeah.
your bus has run out of gas.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we've already surpassed the 10 question limit.
I was going to ask you what in the problem is going on in this bank. Talking about these transactions can't go through. What they doing? What's going on?
We'll
it is a
win.
Situation, but he did say, I can't tell you guys because I can
okay.
tell you, but I can't tell you.
Okay. Yeah,
anyway, there's something, but it doesn't matter. That's for them to fix. Doesn't affect how much we get in or anything else. So,
right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank
all
you
right.
guys. I appreciate
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
Let's hope we see something soon. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
713. You're limited to 10 questions. Erico, you're on.
I'm not going to be – sorry, I had you mute. I'm not going to be on 10 questions. How y'all doing today?
All right.
Yeah, how you doing?
The
I'm fantastic.
Good.
I'm super fantastic. So you addressed kind of what I wanted to know about – I just kind of wanted to get a little more clarification, but you addressed it early on here, Tony. You know, we're now 2 months past when the budget was approved and all this – you know, and then – and ratified and all that kind of stuff. So to me, the sticking point, in my opinion, this is just from my research and learning and listening to your call and that, is that it's this whole thing between Erbil and Baghdad. You know, who's going to send them oil first or who's going to send the money first? You know, no one wants to blink on that one. So I know you addressed that the World Bank gave them some money or approved a loan or something like that. Have they sent anything to Erbil? That was, I guess, for farm salaries or something like that. But do we know if they've sent any money yet or what the story is? I know you kind of addressed it, but I'm just not clear. That's what I'm trying to get.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go back to it real quick. Okay.
That's where I think once you see that, then it's going to cut loose, in my opinion.
All right. So here's the thing. Yes, once we see that, it will actually go into effect. But if they've already agreed on the rates, which they have and published, if now they're saying they even now have agreed on how they're going to implement it, all right, so that's one step closer. And the only thing they have to do is do it, which they're saying is going to happen this week. So think about this. This is either used as a disguise for one of two things when I look at the big picture. One is what our guys told us this morning. Wait, we tried to do it last week when they said they were going to implement and go, but this happened in the system, which always kills me when they say in the system. Like, you've had 15 years to run the system, and now you tell me you got problems with the system. So,
right, exactly.
And I'll tell you guys, the bank actually tried to run through some people last week, called the Treasury, talked to them, and they said, we know you're trying it. We can see it, but it's not going through yet. So supposedly our guy this morning told us why it didn't go through and what they're doing to massage it today. And I'm going to use that word, massage it, today, to hopefully go through. And that's why he said, don't be surprised if you see him this evening or tomorrow, even though it's scheduled Thursday. So I'm saying this whole time they're using this as a cover, and I mean Iraq, for it not going through the system on our side. Or the only other thing I can think of, they've used this as a cover to drag it out until Thursday when the U.S. and Iran come back together and see what happens. Because if we come back together, if Biden removes any of the sanctions, put it back like it was, Iran's money is flowing. Now Iraq can freely flow. They don't have to worry about them stealing everything, which they probably still will. But Iran can now move its own money, which would open up everything. So, and I don't know which one it is. I just know those are the two things I look and see are reasons they could be dragging this out because we're so close. Is the Iran deal going to go through? Now, Iran is doing the same thing, if you guys watch it or not, shooting out missiles every day. They got the militia over there every day. Not hitting anything. They haven't hit one building, nothing, but they're shooting all these missiles, just trying to keep the rhetoric racked up for this meeting for
right.
Thursday. So it's all just show and tell.
Right. It's all just a theater, you know, that they keep shooting those missiles. You know, I believe they're purposely not hitting things. You know, I mean, I know what you say. How can somebody be so stupid they can't hit anything all these times? I believe it's on purpose because they don't want to truly start a war, you know, with the whole
me
situation.
Me too.
Uh-oh. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, I hear you now. I hear you.
Yeah, it's theater. They want to keep their end of their part of the theater going by ratcheting stuff up with the, you know, the militia doing their craziness, and then Iraq is, you know, stalling and stalling and stalling and stalling. I do believe you agree, or, you know, your thought process is once we see this go with herbal, the money flowing and the oil flowing back to Iraq, that shows implementation to me. You'd agree with that?
Okay, me too. Yeah. Okay. That's what I think we're going to see. Yeah.
But we haven't seen them move any of the money yet. So we're your thought is that you're waiting till later in the week, you know, by Thursday or something, to see if they move money. Money starts to flow and oil starts to flow. That's what you're saying, right?
Right, because they said they're going to send it. Oh, they said, we're going to send you the first $5 billion. They said, we'll send it, and we're going to send you the oil. So we're still waiting for the same thing. They disagreed to do it. So now Baghdad is saying, okay, we'll send you $5 billion. Let's see what happens. Well, when you gonna send it? So
exactly.
We'll go from there.
All right. That was my question. I appreciate your
help, sir.
Gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
615 area code. You are on.
Yes. This is Lena. Good afternoon. Good morning. Whatever
hey,
it is. I want to go back to this. The corruption part of this. I mean, we've been dealing with this corruption for years, and you know, now they're talking about corruption again. How far have they got to take this solving the corruption deal in order to get this thing released? Obviously, corruption and the stealing of money is holding this up. And I don't think it's going to anything is going to happen until they stop that. So what? How far do they have to go? What else do they need to do to correct the corruption issue?
There's nothing they need to do except arrest those that are corrupt, and they haven't done that yet. So that's all.
Well,
they're putting everything out there, but nothing's happening. They know who it is. They know how they're doing it. The U.S. identified them for them. They just haven't moved yet, and that's all the stalling stuff that they're doing with Iran, and that's what the people are saying. You're just continuing to steal the money, even though you know who's stealing it.
I don't see anything moving until they do.
Well, it's not going to happen until they're actually ready to do the RV, and I don't think they're going to stop it until afterwards. That's when we'll see it sound shut. Okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
754. Area code, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Good to speak
Greetings.
To you again.
Good morning.
Sunny, hot day in Florida. And, Tony, no, I did lose on Friday. We didn't have a call, so I lost. But
this
Friday's another day. On to questions. Concerning contractors. We know that Kazemi met with all these countries months ago, signed all these deals in anticipation of the RV. Months have gone by. A new year has come in. It's almost 50% over. China's contract was supposed to go into effect months ago. Everyone is still either waiting or has pulled out. So what is the current situation with rebuilding that country and the contractors?
Well, the contractors have committed, so none of that has changed. They haven't started. They've identified the five cities that they want to rebuild already, and they said as soon as it happens, then they'll start hiring people to get started. Till then, that's what I said earlier, they went through the new budget and identify the money that's going to go to each city, but nobody's gotten a dime because nothing has started yet.
As far as corruption goes, the whole world has corruption. This country has more than its fair share, yet we still operate and we still have a budget and our budget still goes through. What's to say they're ever going to get corruption under control there as long as they allow Iranians in their government, even though Iran is a separate country? How can they ever control corruption with a country that wants to keep them corrupt and has elected officials that have continued to do it? We do too, but
okay.
We don't.
So everybody understand this. Yeah, understand this. I know you guys watch the news and the world and what's going on. We have corruption, okay? We have every day, we have corruption with our elected officials and everything else. So it's never going to be 100%. And that's why I said we won't see it. Some people may get away with it, some won't. But it won't change until the actual RV, or maybe not even until the election, and they go after them after the election. That's what we'll see what's going on. Okay?
You think this could really go into October when they have the election? And the last part of my final question is, since Biden was so-called the architect of this, why hasn't he intervened already and gotten this going, since we need the RV almost as much as they do, the way he's printing money and giving it out? It's his baby, Why is he just sitting back and doing nothing?
Because we don't know that's what he's doing. Things just don't happen on a whim or that. We don't know exactly what's going on in the background. We don't know, like I said, is Iran talk on Thursday part of the deal to make it go through, to make it end the smuggling? I don't know. We only knew what we've been saying, 30%. So 70%, we still don't know every little detail. To be honest with you, I am absolutely shocked at the level of information we got this morning about what's going on in the banking system. I never expected to get that, but it is, and it's, as he told us, at a very high level. So we just don't know everything. Yeah. Sorry. Yes, you did.
And as far as October, do you really think this could go until their elections and almost another year go by?
No. I don't think it can because, again, the people aren't going to put up for it the whole summer, knowing that oil's up to $80 a barrel and they're not making any money. They're in poverty at, you know, 25%, 30%. Nobody's going to stand for that. Especially when the rich are just getting richer. You know, they're doing it. So, no, I don't think it will go past July. And you got to remember, none of these people running for office will be elected if this is the situation. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you both. And Wednesday's another day. Have a great day, both of you. Bye-bye.
Go past the Walmart and keep on going.
Yes, yes. There's a therapist office on the corner, and I think it's right in that area.
Okay.
Right in that
Walmart.
Thank
you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. A to Z.
A to Z. Yeah. Do you have a cell phone?
Yes.
You can call them.
Okay.
I would call. I mean, I think you're the closest one. Okay, right.
We might just get this one. Yeah, Walmart.
No, no. It's
Ray, you there?
Okay. She'll probably take up the rest of the time. So 404, we're going to let you close us out.
Appreciate it. Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Got a few questions here for you on this Monday. I like to listen to things and the sirens. The playing of the sirens today, where does that fit in terms of sirens that have been played in the past, scale of 1 to 10? How close on the sirens aspect?
What sirens
did you hear? She heard some. But back then, it was an indicator we're extremely close, and that's the same thing with today, based on the information.
Okay. Just wanting to double check on that. Thank you on that. Next question, the talk on the banks that had been trying to make the transactions and they didn't go through, are these the same banks that have tried this in the past, or are they kind of going through the system and some banks tried it, you know, several weeks back or whenever you had reported, and these are different sets, or are these the same ones?
No, these are the same banks. I think they're using different accounts that they tried to get into last week.
But it's the same bank locations that are still attempting to do it. It's not like they're broadening out or changing locations.
Well,
right?
Some of them are the same, but I think there were some new ones in New York who were trying it for the first time. It's the same bank, not the same location.
Okay. And last question, kind of to build on some of the discussion from your comments with 754, dealing with the Iraqi elections and the like, now there's starting to be stories coming up that there's some sort of action being taken to try to delay the elections. What are your folks saying on that? Have they even reported on that, or is this just another smokescreen to just try to keep milking this until they are getting the go sign to make this happen?
Yeah, I don't think there's any delay in the election at all. Al Kazemi keeps saying the election is going as scheduled, and he's not going to run. His only job is to be there to make sure it's
done fairly. So
I think he's going to go.
Okay. And the people that were, when they were saying this, be on call for possibly going in tonight, did they even give you any indication, like could they already be in there now that would lead into the nighttime, or is this saying be prepared after regular banking hours, banks close at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever? Did they give any indication on that?
Okay, it wasn't our bank people who told us that. It was somebody higher than them who said don't be surprised to see them back in Cleveland. So bank people are not there. They're not at the exchange location. They're not at the call center today. They were told Tuesday through Thursday. But our committee guys said don't be surprised we can't go back in tonight if we could fix them. So
okay.
That's what's going on.
Well, good. Good, good. We just start to count in 10 days from whenever this does actually happen. We know that that's when our very special TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to happen. And it would be nice to still have this happen in June. That would be great. So, again, appreciate your info and helping us connect the dots. Have yourself a great, marvelous Monday. Have a great one. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And you feel just might be the last person that asked the question. We'll see.
That would be interesting.
Oh.
610,
okay.
Are you ready?
Thank
you. I know she wanted to be like the last one to ask a question. And so 610's not going to ask a question. He's going to get some instruction. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Ray, thank you very much.
Might not need you either now that I'm thinking about it. But go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back to me. I do appreciate it. And I'll keep it short. So, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And ladies and gentlemen, when you are sending in that check or money order, please ensure that you make it out to Raymond Renfro. Again, Raymond Renfro, when you're sending in a check or money order. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And as Ray has taught us in the past, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style. North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're all right.
Thank you, sir. Hey,
thank you. Thank you.
All right, Tony.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys.
All right, ladies and gents. We're wrapping this one up.
Okay. You got it? He's super fantastic. Go ahead, Rick.
That's it? All right. Two important things. We'll make sure you guys don't forget this. You need to learn as much as you can about the dynamic duo. And what is the dynamic duo? As far as I'm concerned, the dynamic duo is an association with a non-statutory complex trust and an association with a private charitable family foundation that files a 990 PF annual return. Those are the two that I think if you explore and pursue, you're going to like what you learn, and you're going to have that dynamic duo part of your family portfolio. That's going to do it for this morning segment of the TNT conference call. And don't be surprised if we come back later this evening or tonight. But anyway, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
But I can't. that it's gonna get better. Put the single parent, go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you're trusting him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have
you
it.
You can't
you
have
it. Gotta
give it to
Jesus.
Give it to
him. Oh, won't he work it out? If you believe in him. Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Excited about your future.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves to call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, it could be this very day.
It could be this very day.
Hot air. That conference recording, press
so
1.
Hot
to return, this session is no
so
longer being
air.
Recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen,